In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, the Apostle Paul writes, "For we, though many, are one loaf and one body, for we all partake of that one loaf." And this morning, I'd like to make two points in regard to that verse. First, that whenever we partake of the Holy Eucharist, we become united with Christ and united with the church of every age, both in heaven and on earth. For though we who are many, we become one loaf and one body. And the second point I'd like to make is that in the Holy Eucharist, we all partake of that one and same loaf. For as we heard in this morning's gospel, long ago our Lord fed thousands using only 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fish. But today in the Holy Eucharist, our Lord feeds billions more using only 1 loaf and 1 bread, which is his 1 true body. And this is a great mystery, something which neither science nor philosophy can fully explain. For science is the study of the natural world. But what we are about to receive in the Eucharist or in the Lord's Supper is beyond nature, that is, super nature or supernatural. Just as what we are about to receive in the Lord's Supper is beyond human understanding or rationale, something which can only be perceived by faith. In other words, we who put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior believe exactly what he says pertaining to our salvation. So when our good Lord says, "Take, eat, this is my body, and drink of it, all of you, this is my blood shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins," we take our Lord at his word and are in full agreement with the witness of all those who have gone before us in the faith. That is to say that we are of one mind with Christ Jesus, one holy Catholic and apostolic church, past, present, and future, whenever we confess that Jesus Christ is truly present in the Lord's Supper today. However, in the Lord's Supper, we are not just one mind with Christ Church, but we are also one body as well, for we all partake of that one mystical and heavenly loaf, which is Jesus Christ, the very bread of heaven. For just as over 2,000 years ago, our Lord used 5 loaves and 2 small fish to feed thousands, and just as today our Lord uses only 1 loaf to feed billions with his 1 true body, so now does our Lord also multiply his mercy and grace to the world through us. For in receiving God's mercy and grace, we have now been called to become the very dispensers of that same mercy and grace to the world as well. In other words, we are what we eat. We who today partake of the Holy Sacrament and the Eucharist are to become Christ's living sacrament of grace and mercy to the world. Therefore, rejoice, all you who are struggling to find your place in this world. For today, Christ Jesus comes to give you purpose and a place in his kingdom, to forgive as you are forgiven and to love as you are loved. For we, though many, are 1 loaf and 1 body, for we all partake of that 1 loaf. And rejoice, all you who mourn the loss of a loved one or are separated from either family or friends. For today, Christ Jesus comes to you to give you comfort and a seat at heaven's banquet, to worship alongside angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, both on earth and beyond. For we, though many, are 1 loaf and 1 body, for we all partake of that 1 loaf. And rejoice, all you who hunger and thirst for righteousness. For today, Christ Jesus comes to fill you up and to preserve both your body and your soul in this great and glorious feast of our salvation, the salvific fruits of Christ's cross made present to us today. For we, though many, are one loaf and one body, for we all partake of that one loaf. For in this morning's gospel, our Lord fed thousands using only 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fish. But this morning, our Lord feeds billions more using only 1 loaf and 1 bread, which is our Lord's 1 true body. In this holy communion, in this union between God and man, in this union between heaven and earth, and in this union between both those living and those who have gone before us in the faith. For in the Lord's Supper, we, though many, are 1 loaf and 1 body. For we all partake of that 1 loaf, who is Christ Jesus the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.